We are ready to kick off our post-qualifying press conference for the Toyota Owners 400 Busch Poll qualifying with our Busch Poll winner, Martin Truex Jr. Martin, your first pole at Richmond, 18th overall and third this season. Tremendously fast in qualifying this year. Can you talk about how this kicks off, looking for your first short track win? Obviously, this is a big help.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a good way to start the weekend today. I thought we had a good day overall. Had good speed in our car. Short run, long run seemed pretty good. And I'd say out of all the short tracks, this has probably been the one that we've probably been consistently the best at and definitely had the most chances to win here. I mean, I feel like we've run really strong the past few times and led a bunch of laps and definitely feel like we should have won here already. So definitely excited about that and looking forward to the weekend. Guys really just did a really good job today and having a good game plan, sticking to it, and going off our past history here. So good day, and hopefully we can kind of end the rough streak we've had the last couple weeks.
Thank you, Martin. We're also joined by our outside pole sitter, and that is Chase Elliott. Chase, your first top five start at Richmond. Thank you for joining us here. Talk about how that front row, your best start at Richmond, forecast your race.
Yeah, well, I hope it goes really good. Hope it goes better than last week. That'd be an improvement. So we're, excited about a good starting spot. You know, to more than that, to have a good pit road selection is huge as always. And just proud of the efforts to, you know, have a rough patch of a few weeks and to be able to still have the motivation and things from our team to come here and bring a fast car and give ourselves an opportunity to have a good Friday is step one. So we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Thank you, Chase. Okay, any questions for Martin or Chase? Front row for tomorrow night's race. Start over here with Matt. Go to Bob.
Matt Weaver with AutoWeek.com. This is for Chase. When you guys are facing the kind of adversity that you are right now, does it encourage you to be either more hands-on or less with Alan? Do you want to stay out of his way, or do you feel like you should contribute more?
Obviously he's not here in person this weekend, so I've been having a lot of dialogue with him. Frankly, I let him do his thing and he lets me do mine. And I feel like we have a really good working relationship together. He makes my job as easy as it could be. And I try to make his job as easy as it could be as well. So, we try to be as straightforward with one another as possible. To what level of, hands-on interaction we have with each other, I don't know. Somebody can watch us and tell us. I don't really know. I haven't had a lot of experience with other pairs to know how much we are or aren't, but we have a good, like I said, a really good working relationship, and I'm looking forward to having him back next week.
Bob Pockrist, ESPN. Chase, I know other teams have been penalized as well, but you guys have been penalized three times in like the last 18, 19 races. Is that a sign at all that you guys are pressing for that win or feeling the pressure to get that win?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that, I think you're always pressing, right? I want to win. I want to do my job. I'm working on 2.5 years of being here and would love to earn my spot to stay for a long time. So, I think that we all want to do good, but can I say that we're pushing and getting in trouble and doing, some things on purpose to have those kind of things happen? No, not all of it has been purposeful. But we're pushing in every area we can, just like everybody else is. And frankly, I have no shame in that. I don't think anybody should.
Go up here, Jeff. Or do you have a follow-up?
Bob, go ahead.
I just wanted to follow up to your 23rd in points. If you had the points that you'd been penalized this year, you'd be in 15th. Have you looked at that at all, and is that playing in your head?
I have not, because we are not 15th, and we do not have the points that we were penalized for, so it is irrelevant.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. From Martin, I've been asking different drivers who have come through here today who's the best team right now, and it seems to be between the 4 and the 18. Are people...
That's cool.
Is that cool? Are people overlooking you?
I don't care.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. said that your team seems to be just chilling right now.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's accurate. We won California. Texas, we didn't even get a chance to race. We run a second blue right front last weekend, took the green and got wrecked. So, I mean, if you look at it, we had four or five top fives in a row, and then had two crashes early in races, which is, you know, that's part of racing. It's unfortunate, but I felt like the last 2 weeks we've had good speed, and we were a contender, especially at Texas. I felt really good about our car and thought we could have challenged. You know, we were ahead of Kyle when we blew a tire. He ended up winning. So, you know, these things happen in racing. And honestly, as long as we're happy with our performance and each other and have that confidence, I think we're in a good place. It really doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. I mean, honestly, I could care less. I've been doing this long enough to know where we stand and what we need to work on, what we need to do. And, you know, focusing on yourself is the most important thing.
Question here in the back.
This is for Martin. Sean Robertson, CBS6 here in Richmond. Obviously, it's a big deal to win a pole at any track, but winning it here at Richmond for the first time, did that kind of weigh in on your mind as you were qualifying this afternoon?
Well, you know, coming in, we knew that we've been kind of gaining on it here. We've been qualifying well and felt like the last couple times, especially both races last year, felt like we had a really good shot at it and just missed it a little bit in the third round. You know, in the fall here, we were first in the second round, and in the third round, we kind of slipped a little bit and screwed it up. So just trying to kind of, you know, again, build on that past history and continue to get better at each racetrack. It's always good to check those boxes off. So first pole at Richmond's great. You know, the first pit stall is a big deal here, and starting up front is as well. So it's just a good way to start off the weekend. And you know, I think all the teams in the garage want to win everything possible. And, you know, for us, the first time anywhere is really cool. But to be at the head of the field anywhere is a big deal, and it's very tough to do. So I'm just proud of my team for that, and hopefully we can continue to, you know, to run well. And like I said, most importantly, just get back on track after the last 2 weeks of being in crashes.
Over here, Hank.
Hank Kurz with AP, kind of on the same thought. What kind of mental bump is it to go home from the track the first day with good results, and you know, how much confidence and whatever does that give you coming back to tomorrow?
I think it gives you confidence in just that, you know, things you're thinking about and planning for are going in the right direction. You know, we had a game plan today of how we're going to approach the day, both in race trim, qualifying trim, and getting ready to qualify. And you know, anytime your plans come together and things go the way they were supposed to, it feels good, and it's a good momentum booster. So it doesn't guarantee anything for tomorrow night. The track's going to be different. We practiced in the day, we'll race at night. So, you know, being mindful of that and making the right decisions tomorrow is a big key as well. But it always feels good to just be successful and have a good day at the track is fun.
Go back to Bob. Kelly.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Martin, does having a win already this year kind of help get over the fact of the crash last week? Because it sounded on the radio you were wondering whether maybe the slick racetrack contributed to it.
Oh, no, that was a totally different. That was when it was raining, I don't know, sometime in the first stage, and we ran into wet for five or six laps before the caution came out. It was more about that. The beginning of the race, I thought the track was fine. It was just a circumstance where, you know, some guys spun ahead, and I slowed down and got hit from behind, which is it's a Bristol deal.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. For Chase, of course you want to get your first win in the series, but what kind of a milestone, or what does it say about Hendrick Motorsports that the next cup win for them will be 250 in the series?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, that's a huge achievement. I can't say I've had a whole lot of help I've helped them a whole lot to get there, but you know, it's been awesome to be a part of that company and to have watched it over the years and to watch them from the couch and win races. And, you know, I'd love to get number one for me, obviously, but, you know, to score 250 would be pretty spectacular, you know. But for them to have 249 wins, I mean, if you could ever just get one, you know, to be amongst the people who have won there, I think would be pretty cool in itself. So, you know, we have to just keep trucking forward like we have been. We've been, you know, struggling at some of these places and just trying to scratch and claw and get what we can and get back to the ways that I think that, you know, our team deserves to be in.
Any final questions for either Martin or Chase? Once, twice? Cool. Congrats, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks
for coming in.
Thank you.